Yes, it is The Critic with David Allard, the DA of Charleston Law. DA, how are you?
I'm doing well. A little chilly today, but otherwise I'm okay. The rain stopped, so.
That is good. However, we have one of our favorite events coming up this Saturday in Park Circle in North Charleston, where freedom and savings live. It is the St. Pat's Parade, the biggest St. Patty's celebration in Charleston. I know you will be there, I will be there, and we will be having some fun.
It is always a great time. Every single year, by far one of the greatest events as far as I think in the Lowcountry.
Yes.
As far as how it's organized, how it's spaced out, the amount of vendors they have, and how they're able to control the amount of people, no matter if it's a young person or an older person or anywhere in between, or an older person acting like a younger person or anything like that. They do such a great job out there.
That's exactly what I wanted to bring up. You're reading my mind, because I was in Savannah a couple of weeks ago where I forgot you're still allowed to have beverages on the street at any time. Now, what are the laws for such a thing?
Here in Charleston, it depends on the event. If it's enclosed area, North Charleston, obviously, for this particular event, they are going to be able to have open containers. And a lot of times you're going to be able to sort of see as to where the designated area that is. Generally speaking, though, if you're just walking down the street in the city of Charleston or the city of North Charleston outside of some special event, the answer is no.
So that is like a state-to-state thing, because you can go, I guess, New Orleans is the other one offhand that I think of, where I believe you can still have beverages on the street
right.
all the time.
It's actually even more specific than that. You could be in one city and not in another city in that city. So for instance, if Folly Beach wanted to have open containers all the time, that they could, but maybe the city of Charleston wouldn't. Although all the ones here in the Lowcountry, our local municipalities, just like our beaches, they do not allow alcohol in open container status.
And this Saturday, it's a family fun event. And you're right. The city of North Charleston, like Rockabilly, we know how to have those fests all the time.
Yeah, they've done such a good job. You don't see a lot of issues with them. And no matter how big the crowd is, everybody seems to sort of be able to flow. They get all day long, and we've been blessed with some great weather, and hopefully we'll this weekend as well.
We definitely will, and he knows all. David Allard, criminal, civil, personal injury, auto accidents, medical malpractice, davidallard.com, and that is AYLOR 843-310-4900. Initial consultations are 100% free and confidential. Downtown on Broad Street and Leeds Avenue in North Charleston, where freedom and savings live. And DA, we are getting ready for the Riders Law Group.
Yes, absolutely we are. This coming Sunday, we've got a party at Rec Room. It's going to be sort of our kickoff party before
cool.
our bike night starts. So that's Sunday at Rec Room. One other event on Saturday, I forgot to mention, it's a First Charleston Battery home game.
Yes.
So if you're into soccer or want to see what the games are like there, they do a great job there. They have such a great stadium, so come out to that. But yeah, this Sunday at Rec Room, it's our Riders Law Group kickoff party for our bike nights, which start later this month. Sunday also is Vickery's Spring Oyster Roast, which is always a great time as well if you're out that direction.
And then next Friday, March 15th, we will be back at the North Charleston Coliseum for the South Carolina Stingrays. And all season long, you've been doing an amazing job with the Rays.
It's been such a great partnership between us and the Stingrays. We've had a lot of young people be able to come out that usually wouldn't come to games. And if you haven't made out to a match this year, you need to try to come in the next couple weeks, because you're going to run out of time soon.
He is the DA of Charleston Law, David Allard. Give him a call, 843-310-4900. Or David Allard, AYLOR.com. DA, I cannot wait till this Saturday in Park Circle. I will see you there. We will definitely be toasting on Saturday in the Circle.
You're absolutely right about that. Y'all have a great rest of the week and enjoy your weekend. Be safe.
David Allard on the Sound of Charleston, 105.5 The Bridge.